Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and I wanted to get into a little bit of Bachelor in Paradise and Bachelor Nation news before I play my interview with Kaylin Miller Keyes. I caught up with Kaylin for about 15 minutes over Zoom. She spoke to me about her new podcast that she was promoting, but we got into a bunch of stuff with her proposal with Dean, how they've already started wedding planning, what she thinks of what people say about their relationship and the truck of it all and the missing diamond and the 22-mile hike. And she is very sweet, and she answered a lot of fun questions and also weighed in on the season of Bachelor in Paradise herself because she's tuning in. And she had a hot take that you will hear in my response that I was surprised by. So stay tuned for that. But first, I want to talk about the episode a little bit myself. Kate, you guys, not my favorite human on the planet. I think it's kind of ridiculous to try to believe that she's entertaining Logan or Hayden. Clearly she doesn't like Hayden. The date didn't go well. And I think she likes Logan enough, but she's obviously very concerned about his age. It's giving Jessica from season one of Love is Blind. And I think it's okay for her to, you know, want to date someone mature who can afford a gym membership. But instead of saying it like that, like, I think she's trying to be funny and maybe get screen time and like be sarcastic and cute. But it kind of came off as mean, and I just didn't really like it, and I didn't think it was funny. And I think she could have just said, I was anticipating coming here and maybe finding someone who was more financially on the same level as me, and I haven't found that yet. So I'm still looking, but like, I like Logan. Like, she can say that without coming off kind of rude and mean and a little snobby, in my opinion. And then like at the end, when she was crying so hard over Rodney and Eliza, it was like, Kate, this isn't about you. And I know you want to be on Selling Sunset because you worked at the Oppenheim group, but like, they're not watching this program. This is not your audition for Selling Sunset. And Chrishell would eat you alive. So I just, she's not my favorite person on the planet. And she also said, I would sooner go for a woman than one of the twins at the rose ceremony. Which was a weird comment for so many reasons, and unnecessary. And I just, again, didn't make her look very good. So wasn't loving Kate. And then when she gave Logan the rose, she did it in this weird way where she says, there's definitely something here, but I need more. Will you give that to me? And it just, the whole thing, I really was not digging Kate. And their like romantic quote unquote moment in the rain, wasn't rooting for it. I don't even really like Logan, but it kind of made me almost like Logan just because the whole thing was strange and she's just coming off phony to me. I'm sure she's a nice person. Maybe she's just like in front of the cameras trying to turn it up, trying to be entertaining. I feel like I came down kind of hard on her. So sorry, but it just, I wasn't into it. What I was into was the fact that there was only one episode this week. I think I enjoyed watching the show more because there was only one. And I also, for the first time this season, I usually get the episodes early and I watch them over the weekend to plan the coverage. And then I'll, you know, check in to see what people are saying on social, and then I'll record the podcast, as you guys know. But because I was on vacation, I watched the episode after it had aired and saw a lot of people talking on Twitter. Everyone, you know, justice for Rodney, Rodney for Bachelor. Everyone loves Rodney. So going into it, I was like, okay, I kind of maybe knew a little bit what to expect. And you know, this episode starts out with Eliza thinking maybe Rodney's going to be the one. He's saying what she needs to hear, but then she's making out with Justin. It's kind of ironic that Victoria is the one who said her gut it kicked in her gut when she thought who she wanted to have a family with, because we'll get to Victoria in a second. But the fact that she thought she was going to have a family with Johnny, oh boy. But then, you know, all the guys are really trying, all the guys and all the girls are trying to, you know, they're shipping Rodney and Eliza so hard, and they're telling this to her. And I think to her face, the girls are kind of trying to be like, maybe we get it. But like in their confessionals, she's saying it's Rodney. Don't mess this up. Victoria said that all of the people, there's clearly so much pressure on her to pick Rodney, and all the girl, they're hyping him up. I'm sure Rodney's a great guy. He really seems like a good guy. He seems like a great boyfriend, and I think probably more serious about Eliza than Justin, but clearly she's not feeling it, and it's not fair to her. And I don't know if it's because I went into it knowing that this is what everybody thought, but I immediately was like, this isn't fair for Eliza. She's not allowed to make her own decision because everyone's hyping it up. And I'm just so confused about Justin, because I loved him on Katie's season, and then I feel like his time on the beach has been really confusing. And when he came back, like, was that fake? And does he really like her? The Sally of it all that we never really got total confirmation on what happened. His relationship with Genevieve was just such a disaster. And a lot of them are like implying that maybe Justin isn't a great guy, but then they'll take it back and be like, Justin's also our boy. We don't want him to be sad either. I'm very confused on what I'm supposed to feel about Justin. I don't really know. I know I'm supposed to like Rodney. They're making that very clear. And I do like Rodney, but it really didn't feel fair for Eliza, the way that everyone was kind of telling her what to do. But also, she shouldn't have given Rodney the rose. If she was this conflicted, maybe she should have given no one the rose and just left. She clearly wanted to pick Justin. She woke up, she had all the regrets, and Rodney was blindsided. And that's not cool, because he thought that that was, you know, after tearing his, you know, hair out for the couple of days, after thinking he didn't let her know enough that he wanted to be with her. He regretted not being more strong in his convictions and saying not to go on the date. Not that he did anything wrong, but you could tell he regretted it. Didn't work. Obviously, she went with Justin, she had a connection with him. And I just don't think it was fair that she didn't even really get to make her own decision, because the whole world was kind of telling her what to do on the beach. However, she could have stood up for herself. I don't know. It was interesting to watch, for sure. I just don't know how to feel. I think Rodney is a great guy. I think in another life, he would have been The Bachelor if they aired it in the structure that they used to, where they hadn't already picked Zach and filmed the season, because The Bachelor in Paradise used to finish airing at the beginning of September, and then they would go start shooting The Bachelor then. This was giving Nick Vial kind of getting that new edit, and that launched him into his Bachelor last minute switch situation. It's giving Colton was a little more premeditated. They kind of brought him on Paradise because they wanted to make him The Bachelor. I think if this was following a more traditional schedule, maybe Zach, who they were planning to do, would have gotten the bump, seeing the fanfare around Rodney, because people really do love him. And I do think he's a good person. And I think it would have been the diversity, and just, I think he's genuine, and he really seemed to be into Eliza. I buy it. It's kind of crazy. They didn't know each other that well, but he was talking about marriage, and he was definitely blindsided. And I feel bad. I'm sure he was embarrassed because everyone was hyping him up. Like, you can finally breathe. You got the girl. And he's like, she's mine. And then not so much. I think Eliza going to Maryland to see Justin is going to make for interesting TV, but by the look on his face, I don't think we're getting the love story of our lives. Speaking of Michael and Danielle, I don't want to just be negative. And I think Michael and Danielle are probably going to be a solid couple in the real world. They have been through similar life experiences. They both are, you know, seem to have the same values. I think they're both good people. I think I just have a sour taste in my mouth from the way they introduced this whole thing. And back, you know, I went in circles about it at the time. And I feel like they're really shoving this down our throats. This date with Wells felt to me like Wells and the producers talking and saying, you know, because Michael and Danielle have already gone on a date. Like, there's definitely people whose dates we haven't seen yet, but whatever. They've already gone on a date. They're getting a second date. Didn't have to do this separation thing, whatever. And now we're on this date with Wells, and it's almost like the producers and Wells and Jesse Palmer, whoever, were like, we need to secure that we have enough Michael A. and Danielle footage, because they're going to be the love story. Like, they're trying to project on us that they're the love story. They want to make sure they have enough footage of them. They want to make sure they have enough cute moments of them. They want to sell the season before any of it's done on Michael A. and Danielle. But then personally, it's not working for me. I'm not rooting against them by any means. I think they make sense on paper and they seem cute enough, whatever. I get it. Like, I don't care, icky feeling. I would rather see them in a more natural situation, like having these conversations and talking about day-to-day life. I don't need to see like this produced Wells date, which to me is reading as inauthentic, because they want us to be rooting for them. Does that make sense? I don't like when this show tells me who to root for and what to do. So those are my biggest takeaways from this week's episode of Bachelor in Paradise. There are four more episodes left, 2 more weeks. The next 2 weeks are Monday, Tuesday double episodes. They taped the Bachelor in Paradise finale over the weekend. They did a very lengthy taping on Friday. Sure, a lot of good stuff will air, a lot won't. I did have a reporter there who you will hear from telling her side of the story when it's all under embargo. There's very strict contracts, so I can't reveal what was said. I'm sure if you want the spoilers, they are out there. And then on Saturday, the next day, they did a red carpet press event. So some of those quotes are out there because they're off embargo. Some of the Jesse Palmer stuff, if you've read on usmagazine.com, others, you will get so much coverage November 22nd after all of this airs. But obviously over the weekend, people were talking about two things, which was Gabby and Eric and Victoria and Greg. Victoria and Greg, you know, as I talked about with Dave Neal, spotted in Italy, then Nick Vial posted a TikTok of them. And it's kind of come out that Andrew helped set them up because Andrew's best friends with Greg and Greg is really good friends with Nick and Natalie is good friends with Victoria. And that's sort of how that all happened from my understanding. And even though they like can't confirm it, they clearly are because they're kissing in that TikTok. It's going to get eyes on the reunion. I know it's going to be addressed. So you don't have to worry about them not addressing it. It sounds like there's a lot going on there. I feel like I can't say, but it's going to be good, I think. I mean, who knows? They'll probably cut some of the best stuff out and maybe I can try to sneak some little nuggets in there for you without getting in trouble. I'm not sure, but sounds like they went there with the Victoria and Greg stuff. And a lot of the couples if things didn't go well post-show, we're going to get some answers about that. But Gabby and Eric, we talked about that with Dave Neal also, how she kind of gave that weird cryptic quote at Dancing with the Stars, saying that they were supporting each other from afar, which was obviously signs of trouble in paradise. And then E! News reported that they broke up and Gabby pulled the plug. They then confirmed it to People Magazine, was the way people wrote it. Gabby and Eric confirmed to us, but they had no statement. I have been trying to get my own confirmation. I think it's maybe more so they weren't ready for it to be out, but she's also ditched the ring. And, you know, her and Rachel were at the Paradise taping and she wasn't wearing the ring at that either. And then they were dancing on Instagram to a song about like being back out on the town. So I think it's definitely bleak between Gabby and Eric. He is still supporting her for Dancing with the Stars. Part of me kind of thinks, like, my gut tells me that maybe they're trying to just get through Dancing with the Stars and are going to reevaluate and see what the break was like. But then I don't know why she wouldn't just keep wearing the ring to avoid the questions and the speculation about it. When we asked Jesse Palmer, he said he spoke to Gabby yesterday, which was Friday, and then he spoke to Eric this morning, which was Saturday. I know they're still trying to kind of work through things, so I'm just giving them the space they need. They're two amazing people, and everybody saw the potential in that relationship, and I just wish them the best, whatever that means. So Jesse Palmer kind of hinting it might not be over. It's not over till it's over, but I definitely think it's bleak. I think if you're 2 months after the finale aired, and you're already ditching your ring and making cryptic comments about spending time apart and supporting each other from afar, it's not a good sign. Clearly, the relationship wasn't going well. I've said it 1,000 times, Dancing with the Stars makes it really hard just because of how much time they're spending away from each other. But these two did already live in LA. They seemed lovey-dovey in the beginning. I don't know. I think it's bleak. Jesse also gave quite the tease about Zach's upcoming season, which, I mean, take this for what you want. They obviously want people to watch it, but he said it's really all about the love story and the romance and a little less about the drama. The women are really into Zach. Zach's so emotionally mature, and he's a guy that's not afraid to wear his emotion on his sleeve. He's very, very intentional. This is easily the most emotional show I've hosted in the franchise. Now, granted, I don't know if anyone's going to cry. I hope Zach doesn't cry more than Clayton. And I hope the girls don't cry more than Rachel and Gabby, but it kind of sounds like they do. It's going to be emotionally charged, but it's because everybody really wants this. It's a totally different vibe than I've ever had hosting any of these shows. I think he's doing amazing. I can't wait for people to see his journey. He's 1,000% sure that Zach will find a happy ending, even though he's already been through a lot. They haven't wrapped filming it. They usually wrap right before Thanksgiving. It's giving Jesse Palmer wanting us to watch the season and Jesse Palmer knowing that people have been complaining that there's too much trauma, not enough love story. And the fact that the last like 7 couples have called it quits. However, you know, I think Zach, he's younger. So if he is super emotionally mature, if the girls are really into him, maybe he's doing a better job than like, say, Clayton, who was the only first bachelor that Jesse's ever witnessed. Maybe he's sending the drama home early. Maybe he's nipping in the butt, kind of Michelle Young style, and things aren't going for several episodes. Or maybe he's just being a little stronger in his convictions than Clayton was, because that would make sense. So if you're comparing Clayton and Zach, these quotes make me feel good about the potential for a love story, but I, you know, say what you want. I enjoyed watching Clayton's train wreck. That's just me. Anyway, without further ado, I will leave you to my interview with Kaylin Miller-Keys, which picks up right in the middle of our conversation and then goes into the interview.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I feel like the last time I saw you, I was in Italy.
Were you guys in Italy?
I feel like the last time we did an interview was via Zoom and we were in Italy.
Yeah, it was you and Dean together. I think it was the first time I spoke to you guys together, and it was very fun to see that dynamic IRL. And we're going to get into that. But of course, we have to talk about your new podcast. Just tell me about it first and what people can expect.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So yesterday was the launch of True Crime Reality, which meshes two of my favorite things. I love true crime podcasts specifically. I don't really like to watch the documentaries or anything. And I love reality TV. So meshing the two, and there are so many people that have been affected by crime, like funny crime, serious crime, in reality TV especially. So I thought it'd be a good way to mix the two.
Yeah. How did you come up with this idea? Because it's super original. And I think there's obviously so many podcasts out there about reality TV, and there's so many podcasts about true crime. But when did you make that connection that there was going to be like enough meat there to kind of explore it?
The idea was brought to me just through conversation, like talking about the podcast that I love, the things that I love. And it's like, well, why don't we mesh these two together? So I felt like it was perfect for me. And there are so many podcasts out there, but thankfully there's not this one yet.
No. And I know your first guest was Ben Higgins, who obviously Bachelor Nation loves. Tell me a little bit about his episode, and if people haven't listened yet, what they would get from Ben's episode.
Yeah. So I was really excited. Ben was my very first person that I interviewed. So I was super nervous, and he just like has a way of just making you feel calm. And he's so good at speaking and storytelling, but he was involved in a drug bust in Miami. And he said at the time it was the biggest drug bust in the history of Miami. I don't know if it still is, but it was crazy. He was 16, cocaine washed up on the shore. He discovered it, and it turned out to be like this whole thing. The FBI was involved, and like the CIA, all these federal agents were involved. Pretty crazy and not expected from Ben Higgins, all before he was The Bachelor. So it was a pretty fun story.
That is so crazy. And how are you going about finding guests and kind of finding people to talk to you? And do you have any like people you already know you want to seek out because you've heard things, or are you just kind of walking around parties and going, hey, have you ever had cocaine washed up on the beach?
Yeah, honestly, the latter. And what I've realized, like, it's so niche and I am worried about running out of stories, but everyone has a story. I've realized, like, talking to people about the podcast launch, they're like, oh, like I had a break-in and people are just like sharing all these crazy stories. Like someone was murdered in my building. And, so I think it's just people don't recognize like, oh, like I could go on the podcast, like this happened to me, because it's not something you think about every day. So I think it's just about having conversations, getting the podcast out there. I am worried about running out of people, but I know like everyone has a story.
Right. As you started to say that, I was like, well, I've had a break-in and I'm from Westfield, which the watcher, if you haven't, you know, seen that yet, I lived down the street from that house. So it's like, everyone does have something going on. You're right.
Yes.
For you, why was right now the right time for you to dive into podcasting? Obviously, Dean's been podcasting forever. There's a lot of Bachelor people in podcast reality TV. Why now did you want to kind of start podcasting? And I mean, I feel like I read some of your reviews and people are like, she's the best interviewer. Her voice is so calming. Like people are loving it.
Thank you. I refuse to read them because I'm like,
that's smart.
I listened to 10 minutes of it and I said something that was incorrect. And Dean was like, this is going to be so good for you because you're so hard on yourself and you're so like adamant to be perfect, which no one is. He's like, so you need to just like let go. I just think I've always wanted to do a podcast and I love utilizing my degree. I studied broadcast journalism. So anytime I can actually use what I paid so much money for is awesome. But I wanted something that was different. I didn't want to talk about The Bachelor. I didn't want to talk about dating, which my fiance does. So I just wanted to find the right thing. And I think this is the perfect thing for me.
100%. What guests do you have planned that you can tease for people to be looking out for?
I know we have someone from Survivor. And then once I started to think like, it's not just The Bachelor or Housewives, like there are so many shows. And with Survivor, especially, there are so many cops and firefighters. So I feel like there's a lot of stories in Survivor and The Amazing Race.
Oh, that's going to be good. Those are like, they've been through stuff even on the beach too. Like it's like a different vibe over there. They're tough people. Well, congratulations on your engagement, obviously. Can you tell me like when you and Dean knew that you, when did you know that this was going to happen? I know people have been asking you since you guys left that beach and there's been so much talk about, you know, his past comments, your past comments, and everyone always has things to say about you guys. When did you know we were going to get engaged and like stop worrying about the noise?
Oh gosh. I keep thinking about this, like when I knew he was the one, when I knew we were going to get engaged. I think we just like kept talking about it and I kept joking about it. And I think the more I joked about it, the more he was like, okay, like maybe I could get married. I don't know if that's what happened in his mind, but that to me is when it switched, just like easing the thoughts into him. But then we were like, okay, like we actually could get engaged. We could get married. And this is something we want. So I don't know if that was like a year ago. I have no idea the time frame, but we've been talking about it for a while about both proposing to each other and getting engaged. So I didn't really feel like I was going to feel much different once we were engaged, but a friend told me, she's like, enjoy every moment, like enjoy the engagement, enjoy the wedding. Don't rush anything. So thankfully I listened to her because I was like, I want to try on dresses. I want to like do all these things before I'm even engaged, which is ridiculous. So thankfully I listened.
A lot of girls feel that though, when they're in a long-term relationship, they just get excited. Clothes are fun.
So excited. And I was, but I waited. And so that has made it super exciting too. Like we're in this really fun fiance phase. And also like we're getting to look at venues. We're getting to decide where we want to get married. So it's been fun.
Did he really lose the ring?
Yeah, it gives me so much anxiety.
So like, what ring do you have on now?
He got me, it's whenever my fingers get cold, it falls off. So I have to like, switch it to my middle finger. But he got me a little placeholder and he doesn't want me to show anyone.
Okay. But
he got me a placeholder. I do have a ring on my finger and it's somewhere in this house. I have no idea. He flies home tonight and we're home for 2 days. I'm like, where is it? Like it's
giving its own true crime mystery. Where is your engagement ring?
Where is it?
Could this be some sort of Dean like conspiracy that he just wants to propose again in the house? Or do you think he definitely lost it?
No, he lost it. For sure. We spent hours like scanning the video, our security cameras. We're like, when did he pull it out of the drawer? We cannot figure it out.
Oh my God. Well, I would imagine Dean would plan one hell of a honeymoon. But does he have opinions about wedding stuff? Has he kind of started to sprinkle in, or is he kind of let you take the reins on that?
I was like, what if we get married in Banff? What if we originally thought we'd elope in Italy after that trip when I saw you? Mm-hmm. And then we were like, we actually do want all of our friends there. So we're going to get married in Aspen. But then I was like, maybe Banff, maybe here. And he was like, I have my mind made up. And when his mind is made up, you like can't talk to him. And I was like, you don't understand that like the wedding process is about a lot of decisions and changing things. So do I just like not involve you? And he was like, I don't know. So we'll see.
God. That's fun. Aspen though. I mean, again, you guys are super outdoorsy, super always everywhere. What has been the place that you've traveled to that comes to mind as like the most special? Is it Italy?
It's Italy. Yeah. We last summer we drove from the north, I think the north side of Italy all the way to south, I can't remember now, but yeah, we did the whole country and we fell in love with it. So I don't know if we would honeymoon there or if he would want to do like New Zealand or something. He would want to do something crazy. Like the way he proposed to me is even crazy. It was 22 miles. I'm not a hiker. I'm not in hiking shape, but we'll see.
Was it 22 miles like straight or was it 11 one way? And then like you got engaged and had to walk 11 back?
Yeah. 11. Yeah.
22
did you,
total.
Did you not want to walk the 11 back? Like, I'd be like, did you plan like a helicopter for this part? Can we backline actually, up off this beach?
Okay. So my first hike I did with him was, I think it was 20 miles, like round trip. And I helicoptered out. And I was like, you know what? His brother actually did this a couple of years ago and he got boated out by pirates. And he's like, just so you know, like you can get boated out by pirates. It's awesome. So the whole time I'm like complaining on the way in, I'm like, at least I don't have to do it on the way back. And I cried at one point because it was so scary and you could die.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fine. The pirates will pick me up or I'll get a helicopter. And then we talked to this guy who's lived on the beach. He's like actually lived there for 30 years or something. And he was like, you can get a helicopter. You have to fake an injury. They take you to the hospital. You have to get an ambulance and it's $1,000. And I was like, there's no chance I'm spending that much money. So I hiked back.
Oh my God. Well, did you feel like euphoric? Were you like on a high? Did it go faster? Or were you just like, yes. Like, this is just so symbolic of you making me work for this?
Yes, exactly. No, it was so much easier on the way back. I think it was just very mental, the scariness of the hike, but I was like, I did it. Just power through. Sushi is so close. Like you can do it. And a shower. Gosh.
Yes. I mean, you guys have lived such an adventurous life together. And I know that's probably part of what you love about each other. Are you spending time in the van still? Are we permanently in a house? What's going on there?
Yeah, we are spending time in the van. It's been because he was in Pakistan for a while. It's been in Montana. So we are going to Montana for Thanksgiving. We're sleeping in the van for Thanksgiving, which will be great. And we're still in the van. It's just we've been traveling so much. So hopefully this winter, I think he's planning on doing a bunch of ski trips and we'll just sleep in the van.
And then you can go to Aspen and look at wedding venues.
Exactly. Yes.
Perfect. Do you know if you're going to want like several looks, dresses? Like, have you started looking at any of that stuff yet? Or are you still kind of just living in the high?
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed with clothing. So I already bought one dress just for like an engagement party.
Okay, love it.
And I'm looking, I've got appointments scheduled. Yeah. I would like two dresses.
Okay. Maybe a reception and a ceremony situation or an after party. I have to ask about the truck because this got a lot of attention that Dean made this comment. I'll propose to Caitlin if she buys me a truck. Then you posted that cute little Instagram story. I'm at the dealership. Did he get the truck? How's the truck doing?
Oh my gosh. This truck is insane. So it all started because I wanted to buy my engagement ring because I just like, I'm going to be the one wearing it. I'm the one who wants it. I want to buy it. And he didn't like that. So he's like, what if you bought me this truck instead? So I was like, that's the perfect compromise. And people then took it as he's only proposing if I buy him a truck, which is insane.
Right.
It was my idea, but I did. I bought him a truck. I like bought part of it. I put a little bit of money down and then he bought the rest. But yes, he has a truck. He loves it. And actually he's been working on our backyard and it's almost finished, thankfully, like because of the truck.
When people do like talk about these things and, you know, Dean seems to have it all pretty much roll off his back. He pokes fun at a lot of stuff and he does do a podcast and is doing it for a long time. So a lot of stuff gets said and taken out and all that. Does it bother you at all anymore? Are you guys at the point where you really can just like laugh and you know your truth? Or does every once in a while, are you like, what is happening?
I just get annoyed sometimes and I like try not to let it, but I'm like, that's insane. What annoys me is when people just like make up their own truths about things and they like make up their own truths about our relationship. But at the end of the day, I'm like, we're the happiest we've ever been and it doesn't matter. It's just annoying. I'm like, but you guys don't even know like this is what the reality is.
Yeah, it's true. I can only imagine. And I know it's an interesting balance, but that was one that I was like, there's definitely something more to this. But like that quote is kind of wild. Like I buy you a Rick Trucks exchange. Speaking, one more question about the ring. Have you seen a picture at least? Like, do you know what you're looking for?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was in a drawer for the longest time and I would like sneak downstairs and try it on every once in a while.
Oh, really? So you tried it on?
Yeah. I have photos of it like on my hand and—
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I don't know where it could be.
Do you love it at least?
Oh, I love it. It's perfect. Okay. It's actually only a stone. So it's just a loose stone flying around somewhere. So I would just like rest it on the back of my hand.
Oh my God. You guys need to find this. Wow.
I know.
I also wanted to ask, because I've never had a chance to talk to you about this, but before Clayton season started, you knew Susie and Dean obviously knew Gabby. So what was it like to watch that wild thing unfold?
You know, we didn't actually watch it. We don't really watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, but we do watch Paradise just because it's like, we're like, this is where he broke up with me. This is where he fell in love, like all that stuff. So we didn't watch, unfortunately. It would have been great to root Susie on, but we have been watching Paradise and it's been really fun.
Do you like it? Are you enjoying it? I feel like this season, some people are like kind of a little over it, but other people are all in.
No, I love it. I think Genevieve and Aaron are so cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. They're because they kind of remind me of us a little bit where people are like, I don't know if that's going to work. I think that's why I like them.
Oh, okay. So are they, besides those two, is there any other couple that you're, not that you're rooting against anyone, but that you're super like drawn to or like, enjoying watching?
Brandon and Serene, they're so easy. There's no drama, which it's like, how can you build a show based off that? But they're fun to watch.
Yes, very fair. And I think everyone collectively is like, that wedding has to happen or what are we going to do? How do you guys think you would have fared if you, Dean did last on the beach longer and you had to do that twist? Like that's that like switching up.
I would have lost my mind. And I like knowing how Dean was on the beach and he was like saying no to dates and stuff when we were there, he would have been loyal, but I just didn't have that trust in him yet. So I would have been a wreck and probably like would have done what Lace did and came down.
Yeah.
It would have been terrible.
So do you think the women were justified with maybe some of those breakdowns?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is such a horrible thing to do. And I know that they do that on Love Island, but they're I don't know.
It was Love Island. I think, they're more expecting to kind of, it's part of the game. It is a game a little bit more on Love Island versus this show.
Because you're winning money. That's true. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go because I know you have more to do, but if there's anything else you want to let me know about your podcast, we'll give you a chance to circle it back.
Yeah. You can follow at True Crime Reality on Instagram, get it wherever you get your podcasts. And there are going to be a lot of fun, exciting guests. So don't forget to subscribe.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the podcast. Congratulations on your engagement. I love talking to you and hopefully it won't be too long before I talk to you again.
Yes. Great to see you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.